our bodies, mutating and changing the very essence of who we are. I think America might have been the beginning of the mess. V and I were never meant to be apart, and yet we were seduced by the promise of money and speeding up time. I remember her encouraging me to go, how she said it would take me 5 years in London to earn what I could in 2 in New York. She was right, of course, but I'm not sure now that the money was worth it. It feels like we lost something of ourselves in those years, like we stretched ourselves so thin we stopped being real. But our house is real, and maybe that's the point. The equation could make me feel dizzy. 2 years in hell equals a 4-bedroom house in Clapham. It sounds like a joke when you put it like that. Sounds like nothing anyone sane would sell their soul for. But the fact remains that it exists. It will wait for us without judgment. It will remain. I employed a house hunter when I knew I was coming home, whom I always pictured stalking the streets of London with a gun in one hand and a few houses slung over her shoulder, blood dripping from their wounds. She sent me endless photos and details as I sat at my desk in New York, which I would scroll through until the images blurred before my eyes. I found I didn't care much what I bought, but I was very specific in my requests because I knew that was what V would want. I was careful with the location and also the orientation. I remembered that the garden had to be southeast facing, and I insisted on it being double-fronted because V always thought they were